Hello everyone, it is Father Jared, and you are listening to Burn As You Go. It's funny, it kind of sounds like Learn As You Go. It's almost like that was intended. Hey everybody, so this time we are going to chat a little bit about forming a family habit of prayer, or forming a household habit of prayer, or if you're by yourself, I mean you live in a house, so forming a house. Or forming an individual plan of prayer, which you live in a house, so you are living still in a household form of prayer. Anyway, so we are going to talk about the gotta have it habit, which is prayer, having a spiritual life. So I can remember when I was growing up, my dad, he had a holy hour at our Adoration Chapel at 5 p.m. on Mondays. And you know what's kind of crazy? He still has that same holy hour, 5 p.m. on Mondays. Faithfully been going for over 20-something years, maybe even 30 years. But when I was younger, I had swim practice at 4 o'clock. And so my dad would often bring me to swim practice. And my mom, if she, you know, could, she'd bring me. But she was she's still a youth minister. And so her work was in the evenings. You know, that's usually when children were off of school, and so that's when they'd have youth ministry events. And so usually I was doing whatever my dad was doing that night especially. And so when my dad had adoration at 5 p.m., I also couldn't miss swim practice, even though it was at 4. And so what would happen was my dad had an agreement that we would just be very late for swim practice. Basically, swim practice would be over by the time that I would get there. So every Monday, we'd go to adoration. We'd pray. And then I'd get the swim practice, and my coach would basically coach me until I was done. Very awesome one-on-one attention. I'm pretty sure the undiscussed topic was that he was being paid extra for that. I should probably thank my parents. I just realized that because I assume these things don't happen for free. Okay, that's a realization. We'll have to get back to that with mom and dad later. Anyway, so I remember in adoration, I would be going with my dad, and I'd go in there, and I'm like, okay, what cool books can I sit with while we're praying in this holy hour? And I'd basically find the one that had the coolest pictures because I was little, right? But at a certain point, I kind of had this realization that I'm like, you know, dad doesn't really read a book very much in here. He usually just kind of closes his eyes, or he looks at the monstrance, and that's about it. I'm like, man, I wonder what he's thinking about. Maybe I should do it. Okay, let's close my eyes. We can do this. Let me close my eyes. Oh, it's going outside of my eyes. I need to look. I think something might be happening. Oh, nope. Turns out dad's his eyes are still closed. Okay, we're just going to continue. Okay, close my eyes. Pretend like mine have been closed this whole time. Okay, close the eyes. I can't do it anymore. I have to open my eyes. I have to move. Man, he still has his eyes closed. I wonder if he's falling asleep. What do you think? I don't know. This is me talking to myself. Is he sleeping? I think he's sleeping. There's no way that he could be praying this long with his eyes closed and not be sleeping. Apparently, after about 5 minutes of staring at him, he wasn't sleeping. He looks at me and he's like, what? I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm praying too. Oh, oh. But I learned a lot from my dad by going to adoration and praying and watching him pray, staying in silence. It became like this desire of mine to want to be on his level, right? Man, what can I do to be quiet and okay in the quiet, okay in that stillness? Even if it's once a week, man, that hour, it was a challenge just trying to be quiet. But, you know, over time, that quiet became like something I hungered for and I longed for, to be in that quiet. Even if I had no idea what to do in that quiet, it was teaching me. Something inside knew that I was being like formed in some way. And I thank him tremendously because it was that chapel that like where I had the first, you know, inclinations to be a priest. I first felt called to be a priest, really. It was just growing in prayer there. And then it was in that chapel that I actually decided to come home instead of, I was in the Salesians at the time for 2 years in the seminary. And when I came home, I went to the chapel like I usually did when I was home. And it was in that chapel that I really heard the Lord say, you know, actually, I didn't really hear him say. That was the problem. I was like, Lord, why can't I hear you speaking to me in this chapel? Why can't you just tell me what you want me to do? Do I stay with the Salesians? It doesn't feel like I'm really called there, but I don't know. Should I join the diocese, the archdiocese, and become a priest here? And that's what I got. Quiet, right? Just lots of quiet. And so in that chapel, I said, you know, Lord, I don't know what your plan is for me, but I think that this is where you want me to be home in this archdiocese, to serve your people here. And even if it's a totally wrong decision, you know that I'm making it out of love. And so I'm going to act on this. I'm in love for you and thinking as best as possible that this is what your will is. And I know that you'll reward it, because no thing that I do out of love for you is ever going to have bad results. I know that you'll be faithful to me. And so it was that faith in him that was instilled as a child that allowed me to make that decision, and then returning again as an adult when I had something serious, you know. Adoration is amazing. It's awesome. But there are other ways that we can learn to pray as well. But it's family, right? Family life is a huge opportunity and really the place where we should all learn how to pray and how to talk with God, how to communicate our needs, our wants, our desires, our dreams, our worries, our concerns, all of that, our joys, right? Everything, every decision, everything should flow from this communication with God together. And so if you do not have this habit of prayer as a family, I know it can be very intimidating and very scary, but you got this. You can do it, right? He's going to work out the kinks, even if it's really awkward. But start small. So for instance, do you pray before meals? Hopefully you do. If you don't, then begin doing that. Begin just praying, bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, which are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. That's a great place to start. If you already do that, then consider after that prayer, before you do anything else, to say, all right, let's go around and say one thing that we are thankful for today. And you can go around and then you can start your meal. Or if you're scared that your kids are going to, you know, bite your face off if you don't begin the eating, you can do that after you've already started eating. You can even do things like some people do rose, bud, and thorn, right? So it's three things that they can say as they go around to the table. Rose would be like something that has been really awesome. Some people call this the pow wow holy cow, right? So rose would be that awesome thing. The bud is something that is like, you know, springing forth, something that's not really awesome yet, but you can tell that something awesome is about to happen in this particular area of my life. And then thorn is like, man, this was really painful today, or this was really embarrassing or a negative moment. The powwow holy cow is like the same thing. Pow is like, man, that was really difficult. It really powed, hit me, right? It hurt. The wow is like, whoa, this was an awesome God moment today. And then, you know, there's the holy cow, which is like, what? This is absolutely amazing. Like, not just an awesome moment, but a superbly crazy awesome moment. If you're my family, especially me and my brother, my middle brother particularly, we like to also focus on the awkward moment of the day. It's kind of a trademark, you know. What was that really, really awkward moment that was like, it was just awesome how awkward it truly was, right? I'm not saying you all have to do that, but it certainly made the conversation a little more interesting and pretty funny at the same time. So if you can't do that around the table, do it in the car on the way from home from something, you know, at night, or maybe on the way to school. Say, what's something that you're going to consider today as you enter your day? It doesn't even have to be a family. You can do that individually. What is something that I'm going to try to do today? Who am I going to try to be today? My best self, you know. What is one thing that I need to ask God for today? What are we, even driving to Mass, what is one thing that we hope to get from Mass today? What is our intention entering this Mass or leaving Mass? Hey, what is something that spoke to me today at Mass? What was, like, you know, what colors was Father wearing? Or what did the church look like? What was the music like? Reflect on that. That's great food for prayer, great food for thought in growing together as a family. And especially, nothing is more amazing than going to Mass together, obviously. That is the prayer, right? The prayer. But I'll just make a plug again, as I always do, that if you have not gone to adoration as a family, don't be afraid. You're not alone. It might be a little awkward, but go for it. Even if it's just go to church for 3 minutes and like 2.5 of those minutes are just trying to get everyone into the chapel, spending 30 seconds in there and then leaving. That is a huge victory. And then you build on that, right? So just don't be afraid. You got this. And if you need any help with just resources or even just like a good pep talk, then just holler at me. I'm ready for it. And you got this. And just remember that we're all learning. We're all burning as we go. See y'all next time.